Governor Walker is bringing in a heavy hitter on Tuesday to help him raise campaign money, President Trump. He's scheduled to host an event for the governor in southeastern Wisconsin. Walker says he's thrilled the president is coming here, even though Trump remains embroiled in a probe into possible ties with Russia, and even though the two leaders have a rocky history. WUWM's Marty Michelson walks us through the saga.
Trump contributed $10,000 to Walker's gubernatorial campaign in 2014, but a year later, when both men were running for president, the kid gloves came off. In an interview with Bloomberg Politics, Trump criticized Walker over his handling of state finances.
You know, Wisconsin's got tremendous problems.
Which ones are you talking about?
The debt and the difficult problems that they have going on in Wisconsin that a lot of people don't understand and know about. Tremendous borrowings. And
Walker's candidacy for president lasted only 2 months. When he dropped out of the race, he slammed Trump and called for a thinning of the 17-member field.
So that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who can offer a positive, conservative alternative to the current frontrunner. This is fundamentally important to the future of the party, and more importantly, to the future of our country.
Walker then endorsed Ted Cruz, who ended up winning Wisconsin's GOP primary. Yet by the time the Republican National Convention rolled around, Walker was singing a different tune. He backed Trump in a rousing speech on the floor.
Donald Trump is standing with the American people. We want a leader who is not afraid to take on the mess in Washington.
Well, there's an old saying in politics that you do whatever it takes.
That's UW-Milwaukee professor Mordecai Lee. He believes it's important for Walker to leave his uneasy history with Trump behind, especially if the governor intends to run for a third term.
In other words, if right now President Trump is popular with the Republican base, and if right now President Trump can really help raise substantial amounts of money at a fundraiser, then as a politician, you go for it.
Wisconsin was one of three states to tip the scales to Trump in the November election, so Lee says Walker is taking the odds.
And so I think we have to assume that he has a very strong hand in being able to tie himself to a president who's loved by a certain base of the population is politically beneficial.
One political observer calls Walker's move a savvy one. Amber Wachowski is a political scientist at Marquette University. She notes the latest Marquette Law School poll that shows 9 out of 10 Republicans in Wisconsin approving of Trump's performance.
So I don't think having Trump at Walker's event is going to turn off the Republican base. Even though Trump did not win the state's primary, we had a vocal Never Trump contingent. Republicans came home in November.
Yet Wachowski says Walker could suffer consequences down the line, tying himself closely to Trump. She says while the president may be popular among the Wisconsin GOP, his national ranking has sunk to 37%.
And Democrats are certainly going to try to exploit Trump's weaknesses, his mistakes, his missteps, and rally their base by linking Walker to an unpopular president.
So far, no high-profile Democrats have announced a bid against Walker in 2018. He's expected to make his candidacy official this summer. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.